This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey received the first shipment of Russia's S-400 missile system Friday, country's Ministry of Defense said in a statement. The delivery of the long-range regional air missile defense system was made to the air base outside the capital of Ankara. The arms deal with Russia, the first by a NATO member, has raised concerns that Turkey is drawing closer to Moscow's sphere of influence. The United States had strongly urged Turkey to withdraw from the reportedly more than $2 billion deal, saying repeatedly that the Russian system was incompatible with NATO systems and was a threat to the U.S.-manufactured F-35 fighter jet. Turkey had refused to comply with the U.S. demand, insisting that choosing which defense equipment to purchase was a matter of national sovereignty. President Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. AP Sagar Magani.
The president's now keeping the effort in-house, ordering every federal department and agency to provide records about how many citizens and non-citizens are in the country.
We will leave no stone unturned.
While he says it's vital to know how many citizens are here for various reasons, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's obvious the president has just one reason.
To intimidate minorities, particularly Latinos.
Democrats argue the GOP simply looking to undercount populations in urban areas where they're typically favored and shift power to more rural Republican strongholds. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Russian national accused of fighting for the Islamic State militant group against Syrian government forces was arrested in Albania and will be extradited to Russia. He's identified as a 34-year-old man, identified only as RM. This is VOA News. U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the operation comes 3 weeks after President Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government's targeting those who've been given final orders to leave the country. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli.
There's approximately 1 million people in this country with removal orders. Of course, that isn't what ICE will go after in this, but that's the pool of people who've been all the way through the due process chain.
The raids are expected in 10 big cities. Activists are circulating information about hotlines that immigrants can call. Rita Foley, Washington.
U.S. President Trump hosted a social media summit Thursday, inviting conservative media pundits, think tanks, and social media influencers. Mr. Trump claims that conservative views are being censored online by platforms including Twitter, Google, and Facebook, tech giants who were not invited to the summit.
Thursday morning via Twitter, Trump blasted to his almost 62 million followers what he called tremendous dishonesty, bias, discrimination, and suppression practiced by certain companies. He was referring to tech giants, including Twitter, Facebook, and Google, who were not invited to the summit.
I'm announcing that we will ask representatives of the major social media platforms to join me at the White House over the next month, have a big meeting and a real conversation.
Summit attendees include conservative media, pundits, and social media stars, whom Trump described as journalists and influencers who can reach roughly 500 million people entering the 2020 presidential election. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
A hurricane warning issued as Tropical Storm Barry continues to churn its way toward the U.S. Gulf Coast and threatens millions of residents as it could become the first hurricane of the 2019 session or season. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said that citizens should be ready for long periods of rain and possible flooding.
We cannot pump our way out of the water levels and the waterfalls that are expected to hit the city of New Orleans. We need you to understand this. And again, be prepared to shelter in place.
As of late Thursday, Barry was about 135 kilometers from the mouth of the Mississippi River with top winds of about 65 kilometers per hour. The Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency and deployed the National Guard. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Country Heat.